money management without the headaches. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
We have earnings news from the media sector today, including Comcast and our parent company, CBS Corp. Let's take a look with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here, Chris and Sherman, as always.
Let's start with CBS Corp. What do we see?
They're at about $29 per share right now, with the consensus target at 32 a year out. So that means that analysts are fairly optimistic about this stock, and it's now trading at a level that it was about 4 years ago. When you look at the chart, you can certainly see the effects of the recession, and you can also see some of the positive news that CBS Leslie Moonves was talking about, the CEO, anticipating a good 2012 based on fourth quarter performance in 2011, where earnings were up about 31%. So what's interesting, though, is when you dig in behind the numbers, that advertising revenues are actually down about 4% for the quarter. So a lot of this this earnings upside, if you will, that Moonves is touting actually comes from cutting expenses and trying to find revenue streams on other platforms.
And looking ahead to this year, that we're going to be seeing campaign advertising.
Yeah, he talks pretty extensively in his conference call about the political ad spending that's going to be a real boost, along with the network's NFL football contract that's going to include the Super Bowl, where a 30-second spot next year is anticipated to go for about $4 million a crack. So high hopes for 2012, and we'll have to see where that stock goes.
And perhaps a sign of the times. These numbers also show the important contribution made by fees paid by Netflix and Amazon.com for CBS programming.
Right. CBS is actually taking a look at trying to grow revenue streams, of course, just like everybody else on other platforms. Netflix, the association there, open up the Canadian the Canadian side of the market for CBS a little bit. And actually, what's really interesting here, Sherman, is that CBS is actually talking about producing a show, a standalone show, just for Netflix. Which is another example of this quest for looking for anything else that's not advertising dependent.
All right, CBS shares trading at $29.35, down about 0.75 points at the moment. Also reporting, Comcast, the cable operator, trading at $28.76. This stock is up almost a full percent today. What do you see out of the Comcast earnings?
What's interesting there is they're also at a 4.5-year high, Sherman. And again, if you look at that chart, you'll see that the effects of the recession are, you know, hopefully coming off the balance sheet here a little bit. I think the interesting thing about this is that the video subscriber side lost 17,000 subscribers in the fourth quarter, which is actually good news, if you can believe that, based on what was happening during the recession when the bloodletting was amazing. But the subscriptions are continuing to be added at a pretty aggressive rate over on the internet side at 336,000 for Q4. And I think the message there, Sherman, is that while this cord cutting or this wire cutting is kind of a risk that's going to remain as an overhang over Comcast, you still can't cut the wire if you want high-speed internet, and that's where they're seeing a lot of the strengths in their subscription model.
Are these good numbers in any sense going to put pressure on Comcast from its suppliers of content who are going to want ever higher and higher fees?
I don't think so. The reason for that is because, you know, I think the producers can ask for what they want, but I think the chances of television, cable, and broadcast television ever going back to some of the pretty extensive production costs that existed in the past are probably going to fall into the category of lessons learned. The numbers are still pretty amazing. Take a look at, for instance, the show Smash that NBC's working on. You know, that cost $7 million to produce the pilot, $4 million per episode, and another $10 million in promotion. So the risk that's associated with producing pilots, one of the things, by the way, CBS says it's doing less of on the cost-cutting side, you know, the risk there is pretty extensive, and I just don't see producers having a lot of pricing power and leverage at this point.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us today. Tom Lason, president, New Media Solutions, NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle.